You're listening to the Ben Fordham Podcast. And now, Ben Fordham Comments.
Well, we've received lots of messages from Liberal Party people this morning. It's all over the Liberal MP Matt Keane dropping a bucket of you-know-what on Peter Dutton, and nuclear energy is the subject matter. Matt Keane has resigned from a Liberal Party organisation called Coalition for Conservation. Now, he shared his resignation letter on social media, so that means he wanted everyone to see it. So what's the story? Well, the Coalition for Conservation is all about protecting the environment and encouraging the Liberal Party to do so. But Matt Keane has become concerned with its direction. He says he's quitting the Coalition for Conservation because it's become increasingly supportive of nuclear power. Matt Keane says there's no feasible pathway for nuclear to play a role in helping Australia replace coal. But we've now spoken to the CEO of the Coalition for Conservation, and her name is Christina Talacco. She says there's nothing for Matt Keane to resign from. He doesn't even have a position in the group. He was only an ambassador. Christina says Matt Keane never spoke to her or the board about resigning. She says she's never had a conversation with him about nuclear power. But it gets better. The CEO of the Coalition for Conservation reckons Matt Keane was funded by a group called Environment Leadership Australia to go to the COP United Nations Climate Conference. And guess what? Environment Leadership Australia is anti-nuclear. And they paid for him to go to the COP United Nations Climate Conference. In fact, Environment Leadership Australia funded the Coalition for Conservation, but stopped that funding when the organisation started supporting nuclear energy options. The organisation told the Coalition for Conservation it shouldn't talk about nuclear power. How about that? Don't talk about it. We have green groups funding environmental organisations and then pulling funding when nuclear is mentioned. But that's just the beginning. I've been told that back when he was energy minister, Matt Keane was offered the opportunity to meet Dr. Addie Patterson. He's the former CEO of the Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation. He was also offered the chance to meet with Associate Professor Tony Irwin, who commissioned Australia's only nuclear reactor at Lucas Heights. But guess what? Matt refused to meet with him. That's what we've been told. The real story here is that Matt Keane has been missing in action since losing the last election. So he's come out against Peter Dutton, who's taking nuclear to the next federal one. And here's the feedback for you, Matt, from some of your Liberal colleagues. The Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor tells us this morning, Labor's renewable-only madness will fail, creating enormous conflict in regional areas and driving higher electricity prices. It's disappointing that a Coalition MP doesn't understand this. We've got a senior Nationals MP, Keith Pitt, the former Resources Minister, saying Matt Keane seems extremely keen to cover Australia's precious agricultural land with millions of hectares of China-reliant wind and solar, but he refuses to open his eyes when it comes to modern nuclear technology. And the feedback from listeners for you, Matt. Melanie says Matt Keane leaving the Coalition for Conservation, good riddance. Jim says, please remind Matt Keane, France is going 100% nuclear. And then there's this one from Ian. He says, Matt Keane is a two-faced backstabber. Ouch. I'll leave the final word to the National Senator Matt Canavan. He says, power prices are now at record highs, and the New South Wales government is madly trying to keep open Eraring, the coal-fired power station that Matt Keane wanted to close. Matt Canavan says, why would anyone listen to Matt Keane on energy policy? He was a complete failure as energy minister. And messages coming through. Ingrid says, Matt Green is suffering from relevance deprivation syndrome. Well, I think it's beyond that. Yes, he probably wants to be back in the news, but then again, he seems to have enjoyed a lower profile since the Coalition was booted out of power in New South Wales. I just wonder whether he just wants to jam Peter Dutton. Because Peter Dutton is on a winner at the moment with the nuclear push. He's got a lot of people, particularly younger voters, saying, yes, we want to keep the option on the table, or at least have it on the table. And to do that, you've got to get rid of the nuclear power ban. But right as Peter Dutton starts to get a bit of momentum, along comes Matt Keane.